Hey, crime junkies. Welcome to Human Wreckage, the show that covers all murder cases solved and unsolved across the U.S. I'm Madison. In today's episode, we will be discussing the mysterious and unfortunate case of 16-year-old Hannah Truelove. Unfortunately for Hannah and her mother, this case still remains unsolved, still in 2023. So, there is little to the story for me to present today. However, we will review the evidence collected in this case as well as discuss the devastation that's left on her family. Be sure to listen closely for all the details and hear about a sneak peek into my next episode. Briefly introducing the highlight of the story, Hannah Truelove was a 16-year-old when she was murdered. Her body was found in a wooded area behind the apartment complex she shared with her mother in Gainesville, Georgia. This was just 10 years ago, and her killer has yet to be found and convicted. Let's review a little background of the events that occurred leading up to the discovery of her missing, as well as the discovery of her body itself. On August 23, 2012, Hannah's mom, Mona Harris, went to work as usual. When she returned to their home for the evening, she realized that Hannah wasn't there to greet her. She wasn't overly alarmed as she saw that the mail was tossed on the couch, indicating that Hannah had been there earlier, so Mona went and took a nap after work. When Mona, Hannah's mother, woke up from her nap, she realized Hannah was still not home. Now, growing slightly concerned about her daughter's whereabouts, she called her ex-husband, Jeff Truelove, Hannah's father, to verify whether or not they were on their usual dinner date. When Jeff, Hannah's father, clarified that he was not with their daughter, Mona became increasingly concerned and started calling all of Hannah's friends. But much to her dismay, none of them had seen her either. It is at this point in time that Mona contacts the Hall County Police Department and reports Hannah missing. This, naturally, prompted a search for the young lady. Hannah had last been seen hanging out with her friends in the common area of her apartment complex around 7:30 that same day, August 23, 2012. As the search began and widened to surrounding areas, police searched the wooded areas surrounding her apartment. Unfortunately, a storm hit, forcing law enforcement to call off the search as the storm left behind 2 to 3 inch streams. The following day, August 24, 2012, Hannah is found dead. A man was walking his dog when he came across Hannah's body, only a quarter mile from her home in a heavily wooded area directly behind the apartment complex. At this time, Hannah's remains were transported to the state's medical examiner's office for an autopsy. The results of Hannah's autopsy remain withheld from the public as this case is still ongoing. However, they did reveal that Hannah had been stabbed several times, making it very clear that this is a murder and not a suicide. Later on, in 2018, it was revealed by Lieutenant Dan Franklin, along with the Hall County Sheriff, that Hannah's body was laying under submerged water for a period of time. And so, unfortunately, what it did is it washed away a great deal of our trace evidence and blood evidence. Sounds to me like calling off a search was a terrible idea. Who knows? Maybe they would have found Hannah alive if they had kept looking. Obviously, she would be severely injured and in agonizing pain, but maybe still alive if the search for her had persisted. Instead, a storm hit and Hannah's body, alive or dead, was left to wade in water and wash away any story that could be told to help prove her murder. Later, brought into discovery, a witness tells investigators that before Hannah was reported missing, a silver car containing three unidentified male teens was seen pulling into the apartment complex. The witness also reports that one of the males exited the vehicle and walked around a tree line, unfortunately, out of sight line of the witness. Fortunately, that individual male returned roughly 10 minutes later, with Hannah about 10 to 15 steps behind him. The two of them continued across the parking lot and behind a building, near the area where Hannah's body was later found. Although Hannah was seen alive after the encounter, this male individual is still a person of interest in her murder. The rest of the story is a collection of direct quotes from her family and officers involved. So far, there is no further evidence that has been produced. No further witnesses have stepped forward, no suspect has stepped forward and admitted to the crimes as of the year 2023. I feel the horrible terror and confusion this has brought on her family, and I hope that they can soon find peace. After 10 years unsolved, this case has grown cold. No new leads, evidence, or witnesses make it difficult to find any resolution to who killed Hannah Truelove. But her family refuses to give up the search for her killer and will not allow this case to close. 10 years later, this case does remain open in hopes that someone, someday, will come forward with the factual evidence, proof, and direct admission of guilt. If you or someone you know has evidence pertaining to this case, please help them step forward and bring this case to a close. Hannah and her family deserve peace. Thanks for joining me on this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening into my stories, and I hope you'll return for my next episode where we'll dive into more solved and unsolved murder cases across the U.S., like the Girl Scout murders.